was the night before Christmas and all through the house. They're words we know well, and words that launched Santa's image about two centuries ago. But what do we know about that poem and how it became so popular? The story on this edition of The American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pettit Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee. Proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pettit Bio's got a plan. Greener plants and a healthy land use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. It's the beginning of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas by Clement Clark Moore. Doug Brody oversees Constable Hall about an hour north of Syracuse, New York. The Constable family built this mansion from their earnings as land dealers.
They originated from Ireland and then they came to New York City and they were involved with the make and purchase, which is most all of northern New York. They made their money and made their mark by buying and then selling land, and they operated out of Constable Hall here as a land office.
The poem's words still seem to have little to do with his story, except that Clement Clark Moore happened to stop by Constable Hall.
He was a guest here of the Constables. We're not sure whether he wrote the poem here, but we feel at least he was inspired because the way the windows are built with the shutters, I'll throw up the shutters and throw up the sash. You know, that's evident what this building is.
The poem was first published in 1823. Henry Livingston wrote a similar poem that was read by some as early as 1808. Whether Moore stole Livingston's poem, who was by then dead and not able to defend his authorship, or used it as inspiration, or wrote it all on his own, is one of history's mysteries. But we do know that this house fit the bill for penning those memorable lines.
It's a large stone home. It's got pillars in the front. It's three stories. The bottom story is where the kitchen with a huge, huge fireplace. And upstairs, there's a beautiful living room, the land office, a pantry, and a large dining room. And upstairs is four bedrooms. It's very massive, and it's been well maintained.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas at the home of The Night Before Christmas in Constableville, New York. I'm Andrew McCrae.